This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Ashley, good morning. Ashley is our Vatican correspondent. How are you?
Well, John, I am very happy to be connected to you, and I'm happy to say I'm doing great. So, buongiorno, good morning from Rome.
We were talking about the COVID-19 pandemic, and the numbers are going in the wrong direction, sadly, here in the United States. Yesterday, President Trump, in his daily briefing, which have been reinstated, the daily COVID-19 briefings at 5 o'clock Eastern time, said it's going to get worse before it's going to get better. And we've certainly seen that curve happen. And of course, it happened in Italy. You have been about 3 or 4 weeks ahead of the curve here in the United States. What is opening and how is life getting back to normal?
Well, John, I'm really happy to give some light at the end of that tunnel, because just this week we had our lowest number of victims in Italy since the 22nd of February. And for the first time in months, there were zero casualties in the Lombardy region. Now, you may remember that was the region that was the hardest hit in this country. There were only 219 new cases in the country and only 3 deaths that day. So we are definitely seeing improvement here. And in the meantime, as far as what's open, John, you know, we are starting to get some signs of life back. And in one way we're seeing it is in cultural events that are going to happen this summer. We're being promised that the show will go on. So right here in Rome, we have a beautiful theater. It's called the Globe Theater, and it's an exact recreation of London's Globe Theater. Well, usually their season starts with the beginning of summer in June, but this year, indeed, despite what's happening right now, they will open in August. So they're going to bring to us various Shakespeare productions. This will be the 17th year they're doing that. So that's just a glimmer of hope. And in the meantime, we've also just heard that the Quadriennale, which is a major showcase of contemporary Italian art that happens every 4 years here in the capital of Rome, well, it's going to return this year. And so they've been having this since 1931. So that's going to start in October. So another glimmer of hope. And in the meantime, for Romans this Saturday night, well, all they have to do is to walk over to the area of Largo Argentina, which is in the historic center, and stand in front of the Argentina Theater, and they can enjoy a free concert. Now, it's a movement. It's called La Musica delle Finestre, and so classical musicians are standing at the windows of this beautiful old theater, and they're playing compositions through the windows for all the people down below. They're going to be focusing on highlighting composers of the 20th century. So these are some of the small signs of cultural life that we're seeing sparking here, which is so much a part of the lifeblood of what Italy is, John.
Are people wearing masks still?
So it's obligatory to wear masks only in enclosed public places. So on the streets, for the most part, you're not really seeing many masks, except for people who want to do that for whatever reason. One exception to that is the Isle of Capri, because they have made it mandatory that on the weekend, everyone is obliged to wear masks. And they're doing this, the mayor says, because as an island, Capri doesn't have necessarily the medical facilities that it would need if there were a very heavy outbreak in that area. So that's one exception. But otherwise, we're not seeing a whole lot of masks on the street, John.
Ashley Nerona, live from Rome this morning with the latest news from Rome and the Vatican, was just going around on cable yesterday, and I saw CNN, and you see video that kind of does a double take, like, where's that? And the water was up to the roofs of cars, and they were saying thunderstorms in Palermo created just amazing flash flooding.
It was incredible, John. So imagine that at 4 p.m., rain started. Now, there was rain in the forecast, so people expected rain, but they never expected what happened next, because about a half hour later, the rain started becoming torrential. Well, in 2 hours of time, 3.3 feet of water came crashing down.
Feet.
So the pictures that you saw, feet. Exactly. So people were trapped in their cars. People had pulled into underpasses for shelter. Well, imagine that the sewers could not drain the water. So the water starts building up. People had to swim through mud to get away. Passersby were jumping into muddy waters to help people out of cars. So now begins all of the cleanup. Right now, there's a lot, you can imagine politically, people are pointing fingers. People are saying that the sewer system wasn't kept up well enough. Some are saying that the water came so fast that no sewer system could possibly have been adequate.
Sure.
But imagine that what they have to do now is remove mud from throughout the city. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cars. These cars were stuck in the mud. Cars were submerged. Cars on smaller streets were literally moved by the power of the water and carried down the street for many meters, crashing into things. Another tragedy was that the cemetery in the area, coffins were literally floating through the cemetery. I mean, just really severe damage. Buildings have cracks. And so right now is the period where they're trying to sift through all this and see what kind of relief they can bring to Palermo. And indeed, the army has been called in. So we must pray for the people of Palermo, John.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.